I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Sarah Perikoski, Executive Director of SAIL, the Disability Network of the UP. They're hosting a special event taking a look at accessibility coming up soon. Here's the details with Sarah Perikoski.
On Tuesday, October 22nd, we have an event called Absolutely Accessible Upper Peninsula. We are super excited. We've been working for about a year trying to create an Access for All program. So this is our kickoff event to try to bring it out to the community and engage people in the community at this point.
So what's going on and where is it all happening?
So it's at the Holiday Inn, which is the newly renovated accessible Holiday Inn. We wanted to showcase that from 10 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. And we have two speakers, Alan Beauchamp, who I've had on here before. He's our general manager of the Sled Hockey UP program.
Right.
But he's going to talk about his zero threshold home that he built.
Which means what?
Which means there's no stairs and he uses a wheelchair to move around. And so it's a way for people to hear how that's really possible after an injury. And then we also have Pia Justison. She's from Chicago. She's an international human rights lawyer. Mm-hmm. And she's going to talk about her book, From the Periphery, Life and Stories of People with Disabilities.
So what is the event about? What's going on here? What's it for?
So our program, Access for All, is really trying to help businesses, organizations, general community understand how to be more accessible to improve the physical and mental health of people living with disabilities. Mm-hmm. But this is a way for really architects, builders, contractors, people in the general community to learn from real life stories about what it's like to be more accessible. It's more important, I think, for people to realize that disability shouldn't stop the ability to go into places, into restaurants, into businesses. And if you have steps or an accessible bathroom, inaccessible bathroom, an inaccessible menu, you're really not reaching your total possible population that you could for your business.
Was this somewhat covered when the Americans with Disabilities Act went in? Or has there been, since that going in, which has been for several decades now, has there been still some shortcomings?
Absolutely. And unfortunately, the UP, there's a lot of shortcomings. And we don't want people to come in with fists up and suing people. We'd rather have businesses come and learn about how they can renovate, what their options are. We'd like to have people with disabilities go and talk to them about that. So it's really users and giving them real input. So it's a way for us to engage the community with an educational platform about how to make things more accessible.
From your perspective, do you feel that current builders, developers are aware of this issue and are addressing it?
Yep, absolutely. I think that they have really, really good intentions. Sometimes I think they may not think about certain things that people with disabilities do just because they do it every day. That's the whole point. We want them to give that input. Obviously, the ADA is a law, but a law is a law only until someone challenges it.
Right.
And if they still build it without having those full access, then we definitely can help in that aspect. Just have people think differently.
Again, it's when and where, what's going on?
October 22nd at the Holiday Inn in Marquette. It's $25 for general admission, but it's also free for students, actually, because we have a few sponsors, and I want to be able to tell you those sponsors quickly. UP Construction Council, UP Engineers and Architects, Pentura Recreation Products, and the West End Health Foundation. And we're also doing this with Travel Marquette.
Register at the door or online early or what?
You could register online early if you can, upsail.org/accessibility. Or you could go to Eventbrite, and we have that up on Eventbrite.
That's Sarah Perikoski, Executive Director of SAIL, the Disability Network of the UP. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.